Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing revenge after one of the bodies turned over by Hamas this week turned out not to be the woman they claimed it was. Mother Shiri Bibas, instead it was a Gaza woman. Bibas's two sons were turned over. Republican senators pushing through a $340 billion budget framework in an all-night session. The man accused of shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, Luigi Mangione, is in court today. ABC's Janice Hughes at the courthouse.
In court today, the judge is expected to ask the defense and prosecution for an update on the exchange of evidence and could also set a trial date for when this is all moving forward. Keep in mind, Mangione is also facing charges in Pennsylvania. And, of course, he's facing those federal charges. And if convicted of those federal charges, he could be facing the death penalty.
An 11-year-old girl from the Galveston, Texas area dying by suicide after being bullied at school over her family's immigration status. This is ABC News. Next month, the Menendez brothers in Los Angeles could face a critical hearing when a judge will decide whether they should be resentenced for the murder of their parents. On Thursday, ABC's Matt Gutman says the brothers spoke out.
In an extraordinary move, the Menendez brothers calling into a podcast, TMZ's Two Angry Men podcast with Harvey Levin and Mark Garagos, their defense attorney. Eric Menendez describing the terror behind bars.
I faced a lot of bullying and trauma.
And Eric says he didn't fight back.
I'm not going to fight back. I'm not going to, engage. And I had no one to really turn to for help.
The brothers served 21 years of their sentence in separate prisons.
In court today in New York, accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione. It'll be his first appearance since his initial arraignment. Connor McDavid scoring an OT as Canada beat the Americans in the Four Nations Hockey Tournament in Boston last night. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. With snow on the way, it is very important to remember to take breaks while shoveling. Shoveling may seem like a mundane task that is relatively easy, but it can put strain on a heart that's already working harder in cold conditions. Remember to shovel in shifts, and if you start sweating in the freezing temperatures, take a break. And also remember to push the snow with a shovel rather than picking it up and tossing it. Don't overexert yourself and ask for help if you need it. There are local landscape and plow companies that will clear your driveway for a charge. Saturday, February 15th, the Snow Bears of Glidden are hosting their 14th annual toilet seat races. There will be three classes, open, powder puff, and juniors, with $10 per entry and rules and entry forms at the Bear Crossing. There will be a 100% payout and prize for the best in show, and there's going to be a soup and chili cook-off. This will be open to the public, but you must use USDA meats. No game meats, and soups must be at Jacobstown Hall at noon to compete in the judging from 1 to 3 p.m. There will be a meat raffle, a 50-50 raffle, and a huge bucket raffle. Come support the Snow Bear Snowmobile Club. For questions, you can call Jeff at 608-852-7436 or Bob at 715-663-0104.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Charles Chuck Wesley Smith, age 79, of Park Falls, died on Sunday, February 9th, at the Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff. He is survived by his wife, Deborah, of Park Falls, by eight children, Tammy Boss Apple, Hank Smith, Wes Smith, Lisa Smith, Tommy Smith, Adam Smith, Jessica Hartman, and Mariah Smith, further survived by his siblings, Doris, Roberta, Larry, and Gary, and also survived by his grandchildren and by his many great-grandchildren and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Charles Chuck Wesley Smith, age 79, of Park Falls. It is with a heavy heart that we announce the passing of Diane Margaret Schmidt, age 79, who passed away at her home on February 13th. Left to cherish her memory is her daughter, Rebecca A. Schmidt, her grandchildren, along with her great-grandchildren, and further survived by her brother, Mark Ader, and by her niece, along with her lifelong friend, Diane Fleury. Funeral mass to be held at Most Precious Blood Catholic Church in Glidden on Saturday, February 22nd at 11 a.m. Father Sunder Reddy will officiate. Visitation held on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Diane Margaret Schmidt, age 79. Jason A. Peasley, 45, of Shell Lake, passed away peacefully on February 13th at Indian Head Medical Center. Jason is survived by his parents, John and Mary Jo Peasley, by his brother, Jeffrey Peasley, of New Richmond, further survived by his nephew, by his special friend, Jen, by his step-nieces, and by his uncles, cousins, and many other relatives and friends. Visitation 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Funeral services held at 5 p.m. on Friday, February 28th, at the Skinner Funeral Home located in Shell Lake. This has been the funeral notice for Jason A. Peasley, age 45. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee, 116-110. Brooke Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know, but obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season, you know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight. In Washington, college basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, we had tournament hockey get underway last night, and the Team Seal hockey team traveled to Amory to take on the Amory Co-op team. Number one-seeded Amory gets a 12-0 win, and they advance out now to take on the Frederick Co-op team. They hosted and beat the Ashland Hurley Washburn Co-op team yesterday by a score of 6-3. The Lakeland hockey team moved on. They got a 9-2 win yesterday at home over the Shawnee Bonduel Co-op team. So now Lakeland will take on Mosinee at Mosinee. That game to be held coming up on Tuesday. And Tomahawk, also a winner, their number one seed. They won 9-0 yesterday over the Three Lakes team. And Tomahawk will advance on now to take on Northland Pines. Northland Pines, a four seed. They win at home in their contest yesterday. That was in boys hockey. On the girls' side, Northland Pines, a fall. Five-seeded Northland Pines travel to Stevens Point. Stevens Point knocks them off to advance on in girls' tournament hockey action. The Butternut girls hosted Drummond. Close one last night, but Butternut ekes out the win in that contest by a score of 43-40. Gianna Nearing led the way for Butternut with 14 and 10 rebounds. Kendra Pritzel, 13 points, and grabbed some big rebounds also in the final minutes. Caitlin Bebo with 6 points and 6 assists, and Lizzie Pritzel finished up with 7 points, and Butternut finishes a regular season with an 11-7 record in conference and 14-10 overall, and winning 8 of their final 10 games. They'll travel to Prentice for a tournament game on Tuesday. We'll have that game for you right here. Other girls' action from last night, Rib Lake, they topped Phillips, ending a long Merriwood North Conference win streak for the Phillips Loggers, and Rib Lake wins at Phillips last night, 51-41. The Abbotsford girls topped Shawamigan, close one, 44-42. The Hayward girls topped Ashland, 65-32. Solon Springs over Mellon, 90-32. Other girls' action last night, Winter over Prairie Farm, 45-38, and Medford a winner over Tomahawk, 50-30. A few boys' games last night. It was Hurley edging Shawamigan 45-43 in a non-conference tilt last night. Drummond topped Butternut 43-13. The Rib Lake boys beat Tomahawk 63-25. And the Lakeland boys get a win last night as they topped Newman Catholic 64-50. On the schedule today, JV and varsity boys are at home tonight versus Athens, 5:45 JV, and a 7:15 varsity tonight. In other action today, the WIAA girls sectional wrestling will be held at Ladysmith today, while the boys will wrestle their sectional tomorrow. Good luck to our athletes from the area, Shawamigan, Phillips, and surrounding, as they take part in sectionals tonight and tomorrow. The Butternut Middle School volleyball team will host Shawamigan. This will be at the Glidden campus tonight. This will be a 5 o'clock start at the Glidden campus, so a home game for Shawamigan. And the Butternut boys will host Bayfield tonight with a 6:30 start. The Lakeland girls wrestling also will be in action in sectionals at Shawano today. And then the boys will wrestle their event at Amory tomorrow. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week with mostly sunny skies today and highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 5 above. And then warmer this weekend. Partly sunny on Saturday with highs near 30, up to 37 Sunday. Currently, 12 below.
98Q Country.
If you go to Europe, just so you know, it's the most old. It's very old. You think we're old and you get there and you're like, good night. What have y'all been doing over here? You just walk around, they're like, that building is from 8. You're like, good golly. Went to Australia as well. Australia is very far away. I'm gonna tell you, our Earth is bigger than I thought it was. We flew 16 hours, over 500 miles an hour. Barely made it. Barely. I think we went the wrong way as well.
Welcome back to another Friday.
It's Friday, then. It's Saturday, Sunday.
Is it Friday already?
Duh.
I'm so excited! I'm so excited!
Y'all get party! Get the party started, girls!
We're your friends. We're always there for you in your time of need.
Especially when you provide the free beer.
Hillary, Hillary, everybody's throwing down on a Friday night somewhere in America. There's a bottle to burn and a fire to light. And you ain't done nothing if you did it halfway. If you
time to party.
You guys know anything about a party here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Yes! Yes!
I can think of only one thing that can lift my spirits right now. Beer.
Beer. Beer.
Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer.
Beer. Yeah!
Listen to this.
Playing the new country first.
I'm Riley Green.
Picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of keystone.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet. 98Q Country.
Big orange ball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. On the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I
we got 24 tall boys on the chill. Yeah, 14 of them's mine. A little Marshall took her on the radio. You know, we're just a catch a little groove before the show. We ain't playing nothing slow at the parking lot party. A tailgate buzz just a sipping on suds. Ain't ever too early to light one up, fill up your cup, cause I ain't no party like party at the parking lot party. Well, the opening band is doing sound check. Man, they sound pretty good. Hell, I ain't even bought no tickets yet. Yeah, but that's alright, we don't care. Cause all the pretty girls are sitting right here, kicking back in a lawn chair.
Party at the parking lot party. I'll pass me them chicken wings now.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You'll be trying to love her, but you'll leave your heart breaking boots. One man heaven. I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
Ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina. Been a few more, I've been free. gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing round it when your whole world's standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina. Spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Yeah, she gave forever to me. She gave a yes to the dress with her mama. That's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave. She could have met my daddy, know how happy he would be. That I gave her a diamond, and she gave forever to me.
New stuff from Cole Swindell there.
She gave forever to me.
Oh, forever to me at 98Q. Joel here, the morning show. Good Friday to you. I hope you have something good planned for the weekend, even if you're working, whatever you're doing. I hope it's good. We're gonna warm up here. We can put our expectations in the 30 range and maybe even 40 for the next week starting tomorrow. Today we'll get to the mid-20s, and warm weather's gonna hold off enough so you snowmobilers can get out there and have some fun on the trails. Still, as always, be careful. But with the temperatures upper 30s and 40 starting Sunday and running for quite a ways, yeah, those trails are going to take a little bit of a hit here. Our temperature at 11 below, it's wasn't expecting it to be this cold. Have you seen them? Have you seen them flying around? somebody in the robin meteorology world made a really bad decision to tell the robins, hey, it's time to go north. The robins are here. They were here last week. A week ago today, my wife and I saw some robins flying around in downtown Park Falls, and we're like, what is going on here? They were hanging around our our bird feeder yesterday, kind of flying around and flopping around and wondering why the worms aren't out too. But the robins are back, and I maybe I'm just... calendar challenge today. Don't ask Gray about that. He'll tell you I'm calendar challenged. This seems like it's early. I mean, I yelled at one of them. I said, what are you doing here so early? It's like having Thanksgiving. You host Thanksgiving at your house. You know, you tell everybody, all right, we'll eat at 1:00 and, cocktails and dining at noon. You know, come around noon. And then that one person shows up at like 10:30. So you show up at like 10:30 and you're not even out of the shower yet. You're just walking out of the shower. And there's Uncle Jim saying, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. I'll be right back. So that's like the robin showing up here. Just like somebody, somebody got their calendars wrong. It's way too early. The robins. We have a part of our house where there's a robin's nest, and it just stays there year round because it's way up there, and I'm not going to climb up. And why would I knock it down anyway? They come back every year. It's probably the same robins, and they were maybe they were just coming back to claim their spot a little bit early. That could be a possibility. But somebody sent us a message on Facebook the other day saying, there's robins in Fort Atkinson, there's robins in Madison. I'm just like, there's robins in Park Falls. So They're wondering, 11 below this morning. Good luck, Robbins. Our keyword for today, we're giving away, listen to this, a Bader's Sports Center $25 gift certificate. Look at that there, $25 to go a little shopping at the outdoor hunter man slash women's mall there at Bader's. All right, all you have to do is text us the keyword today, which is Bader's. Go figure. B-A-D-E-R-S. That's B as in boy, A as in apple, D as in dog, B-A-D-E-R-S. Text that to us at some point today, and we will automatically make you a qualifier for the drawing, which will be held after midnight tonight, and we'll announce it on Monday morning. We got more to give away all next week. We will throw a snowball or two live on the radio this morning sometime in the 8 o'clock hour. Shopping show coming up at 9. Lots of terrific events going on this weekend. We've got a benefit going on for Jerry Yunk. So community is coming together to support Jerry and his family. The Flambeau River UTV ATV Club is having a free door prize. You're going to get a free door prize ticket just for walking in there. All right, and supporting Jerry. They will have additional raffle baskets and raffles and 50-50s and a silent auction, and that's all going on tomorrow, Saturday, at the Banquet Hall at the Lanes from 1 until 6. So I hope you'll stop on by and support that. We've got Brewer Baseball on the air tomorrow. Yes, sirree, 2 o'clock. That is the first spring training game, and we will have it for you. Live right here, a 98Q Country big indoor garage sale at the St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba is going on tomorrow from 8 until 2. Most items are free will. There's some larger items that have some price tags on them. They got a little lunch there for you, too. That's going on in Catawba tomorrow. And the Snowmobile Club, the Elk River Pioneers Snowmobile Club, having their annual breakfast out at South Fork in Lugerville Sunday. If you want to support that, maybe zip on out there on your sled. That is going on 8 to noon Sunday morning, South Fork in Lugerville. And, of course, the annual Turtle Flambeau Flowage Ice Fishing Jamboree out at Donner's Bay, based out of Donner's Bay Resort and the Turtle Flambeau Flowage. This is the Klaus Kratke in honor of him. And so that's going on tomorrow also. And a nice free event going on. The folks down at the Ogama Baptist Church are doing a sportsman's wild game feed, and it's free. They have a vendor hall starting at 1:30. They have a free meal at 5, and they have a speaker called the Bear Man at 6 o'clock. There'll be prize giveaways all day, like guns and trail cameras and a Canadian fly-in fishing trip, and that's all going on tomorrow at the Ogama Baptist Church Convention Hall. Any questions, give Tony a call at 820-2214. Nice event, 820-2214. And also, I want to mention this, too. They did a nice little film. They followed the Cornell Volunteer Fire Department around, and they did a documentary film on what it's like to be a fireman, a firewoman in a small town in these volunteer fire departments. And they're presenting that documentary at Cinema North and Phillips, and it's going on today through Tuesday, 5 days, 7 o'clock showing each night, matinee tomorrow and Sunday at 2. And I think you'll like this. A part of the proceeds are going to go right for our Price County Fire Department. And they have all the concessions available there too. So that's going on at Cinema North. And it's a Berkey weekend, of course. The Birkebeiner going on. Big Fish Golf has trivia night going on tonight, and they got music and stuff going on. So if you're headed over to Berkey, going out to Big Fish Golf, they're helping to sponsor some live broadcasts that we're doing on our sister station. You might want to put up on that Civic Media app. There's a Muskie 101 on there, WHSM. Big G and Gray are going to be over there live doing all kinds of live stuff all day tomorrow on WHSM, the local Hayward station over there tomorrow. So if you want to tune into that, there you go. And Ruby's Pantry's back tomorrow. It took January off. They will be back tomorrow. So if you'd like to take advantage of Ruby's Pantry, they'll be at the Butternut School. That's going on tomorrow. So lots going on. The Robins are back. Bader's, B-A-D-E-R-S, is our keyword. We got a lot going on. Let's get you updated on what's going on around the world. ABC News kicks off our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing revenge after one of the bodies turned over by Hamas this week turned out not to be the woman they claimed it was. Mother Shiri Bibas, instead it was a Gaza woman. Bus's two sons were turned over. Republican senators pushing through a $340 billion budget framework in an all-night session. The man accused of shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, Luigi Mangione, is in court today. ABC's Janice Hughes at the courthouse.
In court today, the judge is expected to ask the defense and prosecution for an update on the exchange of evidence and could also set a trial date for when this is all moving forward. Keep in mind, Mangione is also facing charges in Pennsylvania. And, of course, he's facing those federal charges. And if convicted of those federal charges, he could be facing the death penalty.
An 11-year-old girl from the Galveston, Texas area dying by suicide after being bullied at school over her family's immigration status. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. With temperatures expected to tap the 40s, it is very important to remember that no ice is safe ice. When you're out on the lakes, be sure to watch out for weak points such as ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running underneath them. Also be sure to check ice depth frequently, as experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place, but maybe not in another. If you do fall into the icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone. Saturday, March 15th, it's the Flamboyant Area Sportsman's Banquet. This will be taking place at the Northwood Supper Club over on Highway 13 in Fifield. Tickets are $30, and the order deadline for those is March 8th. Only 125 tickets will be sold, so please order early. For tickets or information, you can contact Leroy Schultz at 715-762-4413 or Randy Young at 715-762-4456. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, March 15th, with games, raffles, and a social hour at 4:30 and dinner at 6:30 p.m. over at the Northwood Supper Club on Highway 13 in Fifield. It's Black History Month. Lisa Hale tells us of an African-American studies professor who makes Black History daily.
Black History Month is important not just for African Americans, but also for anyone and everyone who wants to understand their fellow countrymen and community members. So says the head of African American Studies in the Sociology Department of the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Dr. Alfonso Simpson. Simpson says so many things that we take for granted every day were invented or made possible by contributions from African Americans.
When we look at the types of things, like the elevator, the escalator, the stoplight, or the traffic signal, internal combustion engines, the heating furnace, air conditioning, refrigeration. I mean, there's so many things.
Simpson says Black History Month is not just about the accomplishments of Black Americans, but also an acknowledgement of their struggles.
When you look at what we call the African Holocaust, the transatlantic slave trade, and those 200 plus years of slavery here in America from 1619 to 1865, of course, is more than any of us could ever endure.
But Simpson emphasizes that efforts to teach about Black history and the experience of Black America are not meant to be critical.
It's not about making people feel guilty. It's about bringing people into the knowledge of the truth. And it helps us to all see our fellow man as contributors to the society in which we so enjoy.
Simpson is not only the director of African American Studies at UWO, he's also the vice president of the National Council for Black Studies.
Because every day is a donation to eternity. Every day is a donation to history. And anything I do as myself is Black history.
Alfonso Simpson, professor, director of African American Studies at UWO, and a modern day Black history maker. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at five serve form in Milwaukee, 116-110. Brooke Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know, but obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season, you know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight in Washington. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, the Amory Co-op team, the number one seed in their section, hosted and beat Team Seals, Shawamig and Butternut Phillips hockey team last night. Amory wins at 12-0. They'll get Frederick next. Frederick knocked off Ashland last night on their home ice. And the Lakeland T-Birds, the number three seed, they get a win at home last night in 9-2 over the Sean O'Bonduel team. Lakeland and Mosinee now will play on Tuesday in the next round of the WIAA hockey playoffs. In action last night around the area, some real good contest. The girls, Rib Lake ends Phillips' long Merrillwood North Conference win streak on the girls' side as Rib Lake beat Phillips at Logger Camp 51-41. A nice celebration there of Coach Egebrecht and his six conference championships and 55 consecutive Merrillwood North Conference victories. Coach Egebrecht is retiring from the head coaching spot of the Loggers after the season. But Rib Lake and former Phillips Logger standout Austin Edwards now heading up the Phillips girls team. They came to Phillips and ended that long win streak last night. Rib Lake beating Phillips 51-41 in girls action. Abbotsford topped Shawamigan. Good one, 44-42 last night. It was the Hayward girls beating Ashland 65-32. Solon Springs topped Mellon 90-32. It was the Butternut girls topping Drummond 43-40 last night. And the Winter girls beat Prairie Farm 45-38. The Medford girls a winner over Tomahawk last night, 50-30. On the boys' side, another close one. Hurley edges Shawamigan, 45-43. Drummond beating Butternut, 43-13. The Rib Lake boys took care of Tomahawk, 63-25. And the Lakeland boys winning last night over Newman Catholic, 64-50. Good luck to all of our area wrestlers, girls and boys, wrestling in sectionals today and tomorrow. Got to finish in the top three in your weight class to get to move on to state. Home basketball tonight going down to the Park Falls campus as the varsity and JV will play, hosting Athens, 5:45 JV, 7:15 the varsity. And the Phillips boys will be on the road as they travel to take on Abbotsford tonight. The Butternut Middle School Volleyball will take on Shawamigan up at the Glidden campus today at 5 o'clock. And the Lakeland wrestling teams also. The girls will be in Shawano and the boys will be in Amory tomorrow. That's a check of your 98Q Sports.
All trails lead to Lena's. Hey, snowmobilers and ice fishermen. Lena's Northern Pines and Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake has year-round lodging and fine dining. Visit us at lenasnorthernpines.net.
Bader Sports Center in Phillips is currently looking for motivated people to fill multiple positions, including one full-time salesperson, two part-time salespeople, and one full-time bow technician. All applicants must be 18 or older and possess a high school diploma or equivalent, and pay will be based on experience. If you love being outdoors, working with people, and learning about the newest outdoor gear, Bader Sports Center is the place for you. For more details or to pick up an application, stop in right at Bader's in Phillips on Highway 13 next to Pick and Save.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week with mostly sunny skies today and highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 5 above. And then warmer this weekend, partly sunny on Saturday with highs near 30, up to 37 Sunday. Currently, 12 below.
98 Q Country.
Girl, you cut those jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching, don't lie. You got it all figured out, but that smile. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by me like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing, 'cause I can see you move a little closer. So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile got me spinning around, don't closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
98Q Country, Brett Eldridge, keyword for today on the 98Q Morning Show, Baders, B-A-D-E-R-S, text that to us, and you'll have a chance to win a $25 Baders gift certificate. It's as simple as that. All you gotta do is put that Civic Media app on your phone, if you don't have it already, your Android or iPhone, and then you tap on 98Q, text Baders, B-A-D-E-R-S. You can use that to call us, too. You can use that to send us birthdays. A lot of people are doing that already. Or send us complimentary messages, snide messages, any We're getting a little bit of everything through there, so we always appreciate hearing from you, our listeners. It's a great, quick way for you to communicate directly with us here, announcers at the studio. I don't know if you're aware of this. This possibility is not off the table yet. And I don't know if you thought about this with everything going on in the world. And by the way, as I say everything going on in the world, how many years have we been using the phrase in these difficult times? People always, that's always, you hear them in commercials too, don't you? During these difficult times. I think they've been saying that since the last piece of pen was put on the Constitution back in 1776. I think somebody said, should we just now include the phrase? Should we now include the phrase in these difficult times? So, distraction for you. It is not beyond the realm of possibility. Let me just say this right now, in case it happens. It is not beyond the realm of possibility that Aaron Rodgers wears a purple uniform next year. Do I think it's going to happen? No, I don't think it's going to happen at all. My son and I were discussing this last night. I was very blessed to have my son home for a couple of days from college. And I said to him, I said, do you agree with this statement? I said, as a Viking fan, Viking fans don't want Aaron Rodgers to be on the team. They want to see their young rookie quarterback out there, J.J. McCarthy. They want to see something else. They don't want to see Aaron Rodgers on the field. But if it happened, it would be a fun, dramatic run. It's kind of like, because the Brett Favre thing was just an emotional turmoil. And for Aaron Rodgers to go through the same path that Brett Favre did a couple of years in New York, and now he's a free agent, this is the exact same path that Aaron Rodgers took. Exact. He left the Packers when they weren't sure if he wanted to, or Brett Favre, same thing. Left there, went to the Jets. Favre went to the Jets. Favre had more success than Rodgers did, but now there he sits. Aaron Rodgers. Let me just say this. If the Vikings' young quarterback's physically not ready to go, could happen. Could happen. As a Packer fan, what do you think? Do you want Aaron Rodgers to be in a purple uniform? I don't think you do. I don't think you want it to happen.
What the hell's going on out here?
You think Lombardi rolled over when Favre became a Viking? There would be another 360 roll if Rodgers did the same thing.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Looking to build or remodel? Monarchs Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. This winter, take the chill out with blown-in fiberglass insulation to reduce heating bills. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is here to turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Monarchs Lumber today. Family-owned business serving the community since 1971. Your project starts right here in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
98Q Country.
Yeah.
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest salvo in the Trump administration's fight with Ukraine, Kyiv rejecting Donald Trump's offer to settle war debts by handing over half the country's mineral resources to the United States. Hamas to release six more hostages tomorrow as a part of the ceasefire. Israel's prime minister vowing revenge after one of the bodies handed over yesterday turned out not to be that of an abducted mother, Shiri Bibas. The Pope is improving.
Pope Francis continues to receive treatment for pneumonia at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Sources tell ABC News the Pope is still working and seeing Vatican officials, spending his time between bed and an armchair.